Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Today, I choose to follow you. Today, I choose to give my yes to you. Today, I choose to hear your voice and live. Today, I choose to follow you.
Good morning and welcome to Good News in the Morning. My name is Brent Russett. I'm the senior pastor at Sunnyside Wesleyan Church here in Ottawa, and it's my pleasure to look at some of life's challenges and then to bring you some good news in the morning. I'm glad you've turned your dial to CFRA. I want you to know that you can also find Good News in the Morning on the internet at goodnewsinthemorning.ca. There you can keep up to date with what is happening around Good News Christian Ministries. This morning's program has been sponsored by Will's Transfer. Will's Transfer is a full-service logistic and warehousing company serving Eastern Ontario and Western Quebec since 1945. A special thanks to Terry Wills. Thank you for partnering with Good News in the Christian Ministries on this Palm Sunday. And a happy Palm Sunday to all of you. Palm Sunday, for those of you who don't know, is the Sunday before Easter, when the Christian church celebrates Jesus riding into Jerusalem as a king, with crowds worshiping him and adoring him. Of course, 5 days later, they crucified him. But today, we get to join in with the celebration of the worship of Jesus. Well, I love a good story. That's why I love a good movie. That's why I love to read a good novel. I think I've learned more about theology from reading stories than I have from theological textbooks. My favorite form of theology is when somebody writes a great allegory. Now, some of you are writers, and you know how to craft a good story. Some of you are storytellers. I grew up in a family of storytellers. Often in the summertime, my extended family would sit around a campfire and tell stories about days gone by. Stories were how community history was kept alive. Now, stories can be true in that they actually happen. They can be true in the sense that they never happened, but they point to a truth about life. Allegories fall into that category. Stories can be fiction in a way where they are neither true nor point to truth. This morning, I want to tell you the truest story ever told. Not only is it true in the sense that it happened, it also points to a truth beyond the story. There are some of you who are wondering, well, why should I care? Well, the reality is that all of us base our life on a story. You know, science tells us a story of how the world works, and in many ways it tells a great story, a true story, if somewhat incomplete. It often tells us the story of how the world works, but it doesn't tell us why the world works, which makes the story unsatisfactory, incomplete. Many of you base your life on the stories that your parents told you. They told you that money was important and that education was important. They told you a story about people and how you can or can't trust them. Some of you were told the story that you would never grow up to amount to anything. And as we grow up, we all have to figure out how true those stories are or whether they're true at all. But the story you believe shapes your life. The story that impacts your life is the story that you tell yourself about yourself. Sure, that story is informed by other people, but it is the story you believe about yourself. So some of the stories that you tell yourself is that you're a failure or that you're a success. You tell yourself about how valuable you are or how you feel worthless. If you want to get a clear picture of the story you tell yourself, watch your own thinking when things go wrong. What do you tell yourself when you drop something or something spills? When stuff goes wrong, some people will tell themselves the story that they are a failure. Others will tell themselves the story that, well, it's everybody else's fault. Some will chalk it up to being a human being and be gracious with themselves. Some will think that the world is out to get them. Some will think that they're cursed. Some will tell themselves that they're just plain stupid. But everyone tells themselves a story. If you could see the story that you tell yourself clearly, and if you could answer the question, is that true, that would probably take you a long piece towards wholeness. But underneath your story, there's another story, a deeper story, a truer story going on. The more the story that you tell yourself agrees with the story that the truer story that is going on, the more authentic your life will be. Before we go any farther, we're going to listen to one of the great old hymns of the church. Tell Me the Story of Jesus is sung by Winsley Phipps. So let me tell you the truest story ever told, the story of Jesus. It starts out like all good stories do, at the beginning. John chapter 1, verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." It becomes apparent in about 15 verses that the Word that John is talking about is Jesus. The story starts with Jesus. He was with God in the beginning. In fact, he was God. Everything that you see was created by him. Absolutely everything. He set creation into motion. He wove and is woven into the fabric of creation. But more than this, in him was life. This is not only the life that makes your dog playful or your cat moody or makes you breathe. There's a deeper, truer understanding of life. This is the kind of life that causes us not only to survive, but the kind of life that causes us to be fully alive. It is the kind of life you feel when, well, you're all in love. It's the kind of life you feel when you glimpse when you are playing and totally engrossed in the enjoyment of it all. This is the life that is truly life. And Jesus is life. And that life is the light of humanity. And whether or not you know God, you have a sense of what real life is. Unless, of course, you've been formed by violence and hatred. Reality of it is, though, that this sense of life gets warped in all of us because we live in a warped and broken world. In fact, we live in a dark world. A world is not what it was created to be. It was created to be full of life, but death entered the world. It was created to be full of light, but darkness entered the world. But because this world was so dark, the one who said, "I am the light of the world," came into the world. He came to shine light in this world. He is the light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. For that matter, the darkness couldn't really figure out what the light was. So on one dark night, the one who created the world came into the world. You know the story as the story of Christmas. But remember, when he came into this world, he was heralded by angels. When the creator of the world enters the world, when light enters a dark place, it's a momentous event. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 says, "And there were shepherds living out in the field nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord, and this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth, lying in a manger.' And suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests.'" Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace on those on whom his favor rests. The creator of the world came into the world, for God so loved the world. But it was an occasion for the created to worship. Worship is always a good response of the creation to its creator. Well, most of you know about the life of Christ. Jesus, Matthew tells us, his main message was this: "From that time, Jesus began to preach, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near.'" Jesus himself quoted from Isaiah and told us what the kingdom of God was all about. He says, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." That is what light coming into the darkness looked like. It means good news. God has come to humanity so that humanity can now get to God. It's a proclamation of freedom. Those of you who have been imprisoned by darkness, who've been bound by sin, now have a door of the prison open, and they're told, "You can go free." To those who are blind, we can know and see the truth. Our sight is being healed. For those who are oppressed, Jesus came to set them free. Those whom the Son sets free are free indeed. He came to proclaim God's favor. God loves you. God is on your side. And people saw it in the ministry of Jesus. They saw it in the teaching of Jesus. They saw it in the miracles of Jesus. And so is it any wonder that the crowd on that first Palm Sunday, that crowd who had seen Jesus' friend Lazarus rise from the dead, that crowd that had heard the message of Jesus started to echo heaven. The angels had said, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The crowd shouted when Jesus was walking into Jerusalem, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." That is worship. Worship is stating what is true in heaven to be true on earth. Worship echoes on earth what is true in heaven. When we say, "God, you are faithful and good and true and kind and loving," you are echoing what is true in heaven. That's worship. But it goes farther than that. There were some religious leaders in the crowd when Jesus was riding on this donkey into Jerusalem. They heard people worshiping Jesus and they thought, "This isn't right." They didn't get who was in front of them. They did not understand that the creator of the world had stepped into the world. So in Luke chapter 19, verse 39, we're told, some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teachers, rebuke your disciples." "I tell you," Jesus replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Was that hyperbole? Was Jesus exaggerating? I don't think so. Jesus said, "If people were silent, then praise would happen by extraordinary means." It's interesting to note that a few short days from now, when Jesus was hung on the cross and the disciples were silenced, that the earth did quake and the rocks split apart. You see, when the one who knit the fabric of the world together comes into the world is most true to itself when it echoes heaven. The structure of the world is made to reflect heaven. If worship doesn't happen, if people would not echo heaven, then the earth itself would have to. So what does that have to do with you? Well, quite a lot, actually. See, worship happens when the story on earth reflects the story in heaven. Worship happens when the story you tell yourself reflects the story that is told about you in heaven. Remember Jesus' mission. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." See, repentance needs to happen when your story doesn't match the one heaven wants to tell about you. Now, for those of you who have yet to become followers of Jesus, that's the first place where your story needs to match. Jesus died for you. You have to receive what Jesus did for you. Jesus rose from the grave with new life, and he wants to pour his new life into you. And if you will come to Jesus and say, "Listen, I know my story doesn't match yours. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I want to follow you. Come into my life. I want to serve you." For those of you who want to do that, I would urge you, even as I continue to talk, to pray a prayer, something like, "Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I want to follow you." When people pray prayers like that in faith, it sets the spiritual world in motion. There's some of you who are listening to me who are our followers of Christ. I want to ask you a question. Is the story that you tell yourself the same story that heaven tells about you? Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3 says, "Well, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and insight." Did you hear what heaven has to say about you? Here's what God says. You have every spiritual blessing in Christ. You were chosen. You are loved. You have been adopted into the family of God. You are redeemed. You are forgiven. God's grace, God's favor is lavished upon you. Is that the story you tell yourself? That is the story that echoes in the halls of heaven. That's the truest story that was ever told. That is what God has to say about you because of what Jesus has done. This is your identity. This is who you are. My question is, will you own your story? Let's go on. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 says, "As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sin. But because of God's great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago." This is what heaven says about you. God loves you in a great way. He is rich in mercy. He has made you alive. He has raised you up in Christ. He seated you with Christ in the heavenly realms. You are God's masterpiece. You are created anew in Christ. Remember that this is what the one who created the world says about you. The creator of the world came into the world to do what he did, so this world, this would be true about you. He who wove the fabric of the universe declares this to be true about you. Remember, the world is most true when it echoes heaven. Your story is most true when it echoes heaven. How does what you tell yourself line up to what God says about you? You know, I have two kids. Sometimes when they were growing up, I'd be told, my son would tell me one version of the story. My daughter would tell me another version of the story. What I had was two competing stories. As a parent, you try to figure out what's going on. You have to try to figure out what is true. Some of you have two stories in front of you. There's the story you tell yourself about yourself and the story that God tells you about you. You are the one who is going to have to figure out which story you are going to believe. If you're going to believe the story that you have been telling yourself, and it's a different story than God's story, you will find worship harder. You're going to be going against how you were made. You will find yourself carrying attitudes and behaviors that will hinder you rather than help you. But if you will learn to believe the story that God has said about you, you will stand in the middle of trouble. You will be strengthened in the middle of trial. You will be most truly you and most fully alive. We all base our lives on a story. So what story will you tell yourself about yourself? The story that you believe will determine how you live. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that each person who is listening to me will match the story of their life with your story. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, if good news in the morning has been a factor in your journey of faith, I would love to hear your story. Nothing could encourage us more than if you would tell us a little bit about how God has used this ministry in your life. You can contact us by email or Twitter via the website, goodnewsinthemorning.ca, all one word. And thank you for listening this morning. This program is on the air by the grace of God and the donations of many faithful people. I especially want to thank Will's Transfer, the logistic and warehouse company, and Terry Wills for supporting today's program. If you can help financially, we would appreciate it. You can send a check to Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. You can also give to by going to our website, goodnewsinthemorning.ca. May you know Jesus Christ personally and profoundly. May the Holy Spirit reside deep in your heart. And may our Heavenly Father surround you with his constant and abiding and accompanying love. We're going to go out by hearing Matt Redman sing, "The Cross Has Said It All."
Has said it all. The cross has said it all. I can't deny what you have shown. The cross speaks of a God of love. There displayed for all to see. Jesus Christ, our only hope. The message of the Father's heart. Come, my children, come on. As far as the east, as far as the west, so far as heaven. has said it all. The cross has said it all. I never recognized your touch until I met you at the cross. We are fallen dust to dust. How could you do this for us? Son of God, shed precious blood. Who can comprehend this love? Let's hide the hands on above the earth. So high as the measure of your great love. As far as the east is from the west. So far you've taken our sins from us. As high as the hands on above the earth. So high as the measure of your great love. As far as the east is from the west. So far you've taken our sins from us.
Is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.